For me, I'm just going to continue to act like a woodpecker in a tropical forest. Just keep busy and stay looking for opportunities.
Oh, man. trying to get deep out here. I feel that. Yeah.
Alrighty, you know what time it is. A little MTM internal pod. Liam, I actually can't see you because I'm on OBS, but I can hear you. Mic check, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alright, what up, dude? Little internal pod. We kind of like to get on here every once in a while. I guess when we don't have guests, we got another guest lined up next week. Nonetheless, we like to hop on here and kind of just catch up, go through some hot topics, little MTM boys internal pod. Liam, what up, dude? It is Friday, April 21st. I mean, we probably won't drop this until Tuesday, April, whenever that is next week, not doing the math and, you know, can't even count the five right now in my head. But it's a good day. Liam, you're in Indy, about to come to Nashville. I'm in Nashville right now, about to get the fuck out of Nashville, dude. I am going to the beach tomorrow. I got a bronze spray tan, dude. Go ahead and judge me. It's kind of funny because I don't let my mom do anything, but I got a spray tan at her wax pot, Skin Studio. Go check them out. Free plug. And I had this necklace on. And, of course, I don't let my mom do anything, man, just because it dates all the way back from when my mom, like, told me to self-tan myself in eighth grade when I was trying to impress this girl. She kind of thought it was, like, some sort of sick joke to tell me to not, like, self-tan my own hands. I walk into eighth grade at, like, 8:30, it's first period. I give this girl a wave, and she immediately, like, just said, fuck no, like, I don't want to talk to you. What's going on with your entire body? Do you have some sort of disease? So, again, I don't like to let my mom do anything. She gave me the spray tan. Cool. I had the necklace on. I walked back home. I mean, I got it like an hour ago. Or I walked back home. I drive back home. I could have walked back home knowing this damn spray tan would have helped better on this one spot. But get back home, take my shirt off, and bam, this emblem. I move it. I have a big white spot right here in the middle of my chest. I send my mom a text. I said, is this some sort of sick joke 2.0? She said, yes, come back in. I said, this is fucking stupid. Okay, let's get it rock and roll. So now pretty much if you'll see, I'll take my shirt off. You know, I'll send it to you, Liam. Only you. But yeah, I have some
don't
big,
sex
like,
me, buddy. I don't want no sexing over here.
I have like some big white mark, dude, like in the middle of my chest. And it doesn't even look better. Like, you know, they tried to like even it out. It looks like it's just lighter there, like in this one little spot in the middle of my chest. It looks like I'm a part of some other religion that no one's came up or like identified yet.
It could be more authentic though a little bit if you have the chain. You just have to wear the chain 100% of the time when
and
you're out
there. And that's in the same spot, in the same spot.
But even if somebody sees that and you have the chain on, they'd be like, oh, this man just rocks the chain all the time.
I do rock the chain, but like, bro, it's gonna go either left or right. Like, I'm gonna be cruising. I'm gonna be sitting down, just chilling. But like, I'm gonna go up, try to meet, you know, a nice grandmother that's retired, whatever. Grandpa's in the bathroom, buy us a nice little couple of, you know, cool and, you know, pina coladas, a couple pickleback shots. She's gonna be like, oh, what is this? Holds the necklace. It's almost has a heart attack. She's so scared for her life, dude. She's like, that's gonna
be more authentic, I feel like. Because then she's going to know story. This man is just out here in the sun and fell asleep with the chain on. And now, you know.
See, that's not a bad excuse.
Yeah, it's just say I fell asleep. I was a little, you know, had a couple too many teddies in me.
Yeah.
And I just don't take the chain off either. And so I'm just rocking out here. You could even pull the, I'm from the Florida. I'm from Florida.
I'm from the Florida. I'm from the Florida. Can you hear me? I'm from the Florida. Yeah. I think that's even a Florida accent, dude. All right, well, hey, that's where we're at right now. I'm going to the beach next week, and it, you know, it should be a great time, great weather, whatever. I think Tuesday, Wednesday is going to be all rainy. And I mean, we're in April, we're in the rainiest month of every single year and every single season. But let's see, what do we got here? Yeah, season 3, episode 128, should be 129. We'll get into that in just a a moment. I got to tell you about mantomanpodcast.shop. That's how we make a mother effing living on this damn podcast. You look at our bank account, it's minus 800,000. I'm like, how are we going to save up for Dash Radio? We'll get into that. Click the link in the description of wherever you're listening to this podcast. And check out our new merch. I just hit the shop. Warmer weather is finally here. However, you know, knock on wood, I'm getting out of here. I think Nashville is going back down to 30. Liam, I don't know about you. You said it's shitty weather just a second ago. But we have new tees back in our, or we have new tees in our shop. These are new tees. They have our new logos on them. We've only had hoodies and sweatshirts and sports bras. I think we have a phone case in there too. But yeah, we finally have tees with our new logos in there. We have a solely white tee with the black lettering on the in the middle. Super plain and simple. And then we have black, and I feel like we have like four different other colors a part of that black with the white logo. Go check them out, man. I just got one that's on the way, Liam. You should snag one as well. And I use the promo code MIXFREE to receive free shipping, because why not take advantage of that promo code? You too can use it. That's MIXFREE to receive free shipping at the checkout. Support the boys, man. Support the podcast. We've been doing this for a long time. It takes a lot of work and effort to go into this. Liam showed up 45 minutes late. He doesn't even want to do it anymore. And I'm like, you ready to run in? He's like, yeah, let's do it. So we're here.
Damn, you just threw me under a bus like that. Damn.
Yeah, but that's okay. You see me, and I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm trying to get this whole Zoom thing working, and my like camera fit into this frame, and I'm like, why is it not working? Why is it not working? And Liam's like, it's because you're pressing buttons on your laptop. You're an idiot. I'm trying to figure out what's going on my desktop. So there's that. I think it's just been a rough couple of weeks for the both of us, and like I said, we'll get into that in just a sec. But yeah, please, please, please go support us. Get your damn merch. Rock the boys this summer. We need to get shorts in our online shop. I think they just offer that on Teespring. Again, that's mantomanpodcast.shop, link in description, and that will help us start to save up for this Dash Radio trip. Radio station that we're on in West Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard. We try to do it, you know, every couple of years. We do need to start saving up for that. We will be getting tickets here this next, hopefully the first week of May. And then kind of just that'll be our kind of step one through three to get us out there. Tickets, Airbnb, we'll take a couple payments because obviously we want to try to ball out, you know, out there once we don't ever go out there. And then we got to get a damn car out there. So get your damn merch. Support the boys. Obviously, like and subscribe. We see the numbers. Appreciate you guys. For those who are new, welcome to Man to Man Podcast. We don't know what the hell is going on half the time. Welcome to Liam and Andy. This is kind of, authentic. You know, kind of just shoot the shit. It's probably what every other podcast you hear, but thanks for fucking tuning in. Like, subscribe. We need those reviews. Otherwise, we're going to buy subscribers on YouTube. So there's that. There's what's going on in our world. So what up, dude? That's the upfront. We'll kind of just get into it. We're going to get into some hot topics here, kind of maybe toward the back end of this episode, but just some sort of updates, what's been going on, dude. Obviously, episode 128, we took it down. It was with Tommy Prine. I think there were some parameters in there that we kind of weren't cautious enough about, and kind of just wanted to, you know, Tommy's a good friend of ours, wanted to protect his image a little bit. You know, he's got his big debut album coming up that he's dropping on June 23rd. Shout out your birthday. And we kind of just looked at it and said, you know what, let's hold on this and maybe try to get him back on the pod. But that's why this is episode 128 and not 129. And that is why that episode is just no longer up anymore on all platforms.
Yeah, we just kind of want to, when we do something like that, especially with Tommy dropping a new album and all the new eyes that are going to be on him that might not be on him right now, I think the other big reason is we want to get him closer to that release date, you know, and if we can get a fully polished podcast, not that that wasn't, I mean, that's probably one of the most authentic podcasts that we've ever had, but at the same time, we want it to be the very best. And that goes from all angles of it. And so, I mean, it kind of sucks to take stuff down, but at the end of the day, we got to look out for ourselves, and not only ourselves, but our guests as well. Yep. And we kind of talked it over with him and his team, and we're just like, hey, let's make this the best that it can be. So,
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have him back on. He's killing it. Go check out Tommy Prine. Pre-order the debut album at www.tommyprine.com. Tommy Prime Music on all social medias. And yeah, we'll get it going. We'll get it going with him. Again, we do have, I guess, we'll probably, let's not say it, who we got next. But
yeah, we got a guest next.
Just another guy in Nashville that we got planned to come on the show on the 30th. You will be in town. It sounds like you're making some moves here. You need some favors from me. Sounds like your entire family is moving back down. We've been hearing this. I don't want to talk about it maybe too much, but just because we have it on our social media, we just posted about this. But yeah, well, I mean, you'll be in Nashville. And hopefully, yeah, I mean, we're kind of just transitioning into some new changes. And hopefully it'll be me and you in this damn room, you know, and you know, going forward in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's looking good. I'm also the type of person that I'm going to take care of everybody else before I take care of myself. And I think that's another big reason why I've kind of been, to you, been a little hesitant about, you know, damn, just get your ass down here. But I'm, you know, like you say, I'm very calculated, and you gotta take care of my people first. So I got to get every ounce of it, you know, kind of mapped out and laid out, and yeah, then I'll, you know, because it's easy for me to get down there, you know, I'll sleep on a fucking air mattress for a week before I,
yeah,
you know, but yeah, I gotta make sure everything else is in place. So
no, we're stoked. Sounds like you got accepted to, you know, move here and everything else, so we're looking forward to that. And yeah, I think everyone's kind of just getting ready for this summer, dude. Obviously, concerts are back. I just went to the Luke Combs concert. It was great. Studied. I didn't really know who Luke Combs was like 3 weeks ago. Studied the fuck out of him. Kind of had some shit get mixed up, and it is what it is. But our boy Mitchell Timpenny opened up for Luke Combs. Mitchell, we've both had him on the podcast. We've had him on the podcast. We both know him. We both kind of like grew up with Mitchell. He's a Nashville boy. If you've never heard of him, go check him out. Mitchell Timpenny is huge. But yeah, I mean, it just going to that concert was super sick. He opened up for it. And I was just, I guess my point was like, it's just, people are just trying to get back out there and enjoy life and enjoy, you know, this, you know, hopefully that, you know, that C-19 ain't coming back anytime soon or hopefully ever again. But I think people are just trying to get out there, enjoy the warmer weather. But that's just what I did recently. It was kind of cool for him to see him, you know, perform in Nashville, at the Nissan Stadium where the Titans play. Shout out, you know, he just loved it, dude. I got to go on the bus after. That was fucking cool. Shout out Johnny J. Dresh for hooking it up. And that was my first time like on a tour bus, so that was really interesting to see.
So how many songs do you know by Luke Combs now? That's the real question. You just said you did some studying. How many songs did you know that he sang? That's the real question.
Yeah, I mean, he just came out with a new album that has like 20 songs on it. I probably know at least 15 of them. And then for about 2 weeks straight, I was like repeating his best songs like on YouTube, like listening to a whole playlist on YouTube of like all of his greatest hits. And I was, you know, repeating those songs and watching the lyric videos and fucking singing them to my dog Coco. Shout out Coke, he's right next to me. I know a lot of the songs. I'll be honest, I don't really still even like him. I get it. He's great. He's a Hall of Famer, you know, North Carolina guy. Didn't pick up a guitar until he was 21. And he's just kind of this sort of like country dude. Can you hear that? Jesus Christ, dude. No, you can't hear that, can you? Okay, cool. I like Morgan Wallen a lot more. I think his album is a lot better than Luke Combs' latest album, but I mean, different that's just styles. What it is. Yeah. Different styles.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's good. He's definitely good. And then I think who else was there? Man, people are going to kill me for not knowing this. Duckman, Riley Green.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really like his music. You know, he's kind of I won't say too much about it.
But it's just different styles of country music, which is a whole reign of. You got a whole slew of different styles. You got the
It's not the best, I'll be honest. Especially when you're like playing a song where it's like Alabama beating the fuck out of Tennessee. It's like probably not here, dude. You know, probably just change up the word a little bit. And I know you're just trying to like, you know, get fan interaction, but no, we actually don't fuck with that here. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, it's like after the third or fourth time, like saying it again, then like stopping in the middle of the song. And it's like, all right, I'm just going to, all right, hey guys, you can boo me as loud as you can, but I'm going to, here it comes again. I'm like, get this motherfucker off the stage, actually, dude.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing that people don't understand. Like, we don't, like, Alabama and Tennessee is a rivalry, and we don't.
Yeah.
Especially when they smack their ass, not only in football and in basketball, they can just take that back where they came.
Yeah, it's almost like it's like a, like that felt for me like a double-edged sword. Like, it was great going to the concert and seeing like all three of those guys, but I just really wasn't into the whole Riley Green thing. And it's almost like equivalent to maybe if your mother-in-law like drives off the fucking edge of a cliff in a Range Rover, you know, you kind of have mixed feelings about it. You know, you don't know how you feel about it. And
dark as fuck.
Yeah. It's like, what are we talking about here, dude? It's good. Like, Mitchell was good. Riley Green was kind of trash. I think that I'll say he was okay. Like, I get it. I actually like Riley Green a lot more after kind of looking at his Instagram and who that, like, where that guy came up from and grew up from. Like, he used to hang out with all the brothers. Like, he used to play basketball. Like, he's got clips of him, you know, like hitting strokes. And I was like, okay, I'm sure I like this guy outside of the music. I'm sure he's a fine guy. But yeah, that's kind of where I was coming from with the whole concert thing.
It's all about what, you know, they're just getting it for clicks and this and that. And
yeah,
a lot of people in Alabama are going to love him, but he might get banned from Tennessee real quick if he keep pulling that bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's see. I think even after that, I mean, Nashville's, well, we got Taylor Swift coming up here soon in Nashville. Broadway, damn, that's a fire little gun, Twas. There you go, baby. I look great, bro. Looked like a graham cracker. I look like a graham cookie, graham cracker, bro. But yeah, I think warmer weather is just here. I went to Broadway like after that concert. It was great. One of my boys was, I met up with one of my good friends and he was with his good friends. And long story short, he was just kind of blackout, like screaming at me and shit, dude. Just trying to give me some advice and talk about how he used to look up to me and shit. And I respect it, but like, come on, bro, you're blackout. Don't like scream in my ear when I'm already having kind of like somewhat of a shitty night. And then his friends, like, yeah, they kind of left him. And so it was kind of on me to take care of the guy. You know, we're walking out of, you know, this Broadway scene and, you know, that's what happens when you're on Broadway, dude. It's like people just get too drunk, and it wasn't only him, but it was kind of what I just noticed. I wasn't like, you know, that blitz or that toss or anything. And I just like felt super fucking weird to be on Broadway in that state of mind. It was like more soberness than like, if you're like looking at like a, you know, a 1 to 12 scale or 1 to 10, like I'm more on like the 4 level compared to like a 6 level. And I just didn't really want to look at anybody in the eyes or, I just felt off, you know, like it's so weird being there.
That's Broadway for you, man.
It's so fucking gross. It's so gross and it's so nasty. And people that come here are obviously from like, I don't know where, like, you know, I'm not going to say that even though we got a ton of people from California and LA and I don't know about much, you know, very much so like Chicago or New York moving to Nashville, but I would say it's other people besides those type of people actually touring Broadway, if that makes sense. And you kind of know where I'm getting at here, I think, hopefully, if I'm saying this right. And it's just like, you just look at it and it's a totally different crowd. And it's like, I would never, I mean, maybe I would hang out with these people. You know, I did some Man on the Street on Broadway a couple weeks ago and that was fun, but the people that visit are very, very, very interesting. And I'm almost questioning if it's like, and I hate to say this, but like, I don't know if people from Nashville, like me and you, are just a little bit different, or maybe we just kind of grew up in, I'm not saying we get it even halfway, but there's just like a certain.
Well, what's the percentage you think of people that are on Broadway that are like actually visiting? And then how many people?
I would say 90%.
90% don't live there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I would say 90%. Yeah. I mean, if it's not on a weekday,
maybe what you think? There's probably, I don't know, what, 200,000 down there a night.
Yeah. I mean, but here's the thing though. We're I love day drinking on Broadway in the summertime, dude.
Oh yeah, that's a different. That's different though.
Yeah,
I'm talking about like late, like nighttime, like
what, yeah,
200,000 and probably
yeah,
180 of them are just not from here.
Here's the thing, people go hard on Broadway. Right.
Well, what else you got to do? you come to Nashville. That's it's what
almost,
it is.
Yeah. People go hard on Broadway, and it's almost like a hobo going hard on a sandwich. Like, it's hard all the way. Like, that motherfucker don't stop, dude. And shout out to the homeless. You know, we give clothes back. But, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just
plug in there.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, they go hard. It's a hobo on a sandwich. For real, though. But it's just a different breed, and you know, going out is it's fun. But I'm excited. I'm obviously you can't complain about warmer weather, and it's kind of funny when you're watching like a Barstool or you know, I was just watching like KFC Radio the other day, and he's like, they're all talking about like, I hate t-shirt weather. It's like, so what are we gonna complain about? Cold weather when it's cold, and then warm weather when it's warm. Go ahead and pick one. Like, I'd rather have it be warm than cold 1,000% of the day.
I'd rather it be cool. I don't like super hot weather, but yeah. If like 85 is like anything over 85 hours, it's like, all right, it don't need to be this.
I mean, what are we complaining about if we have water next to us, you know? And Nashville doesn't. I'm not gonna say Tennessee doesn't, but Nashville in this little area doesn't. And it gets really, really hot here. But like New York, like you know, Chicago, LA, what are we complaining about? You guys already live in like the best cities in America. Miami, you know? So I don't really know where I'm going at with this, but dude, yeah, and I don't know. I guess a little update from me. I'm gonna try to just lay low for a little bit. Hopefully I can kind of just challenge myself. I say re-challenge because I've been trying to do this for fucking 10 years now. But just kind of lay low, dude, and like stop drinking and getting blitzed so much, and like kind of worry about the pockets a little bit more and stop chasing women. And I know it's like so much easier said than done. But it's like I'm not getting any chicks, dude, you know? Like, so let's cross that one out immediately. You're spending money on stupid shit. Like, you're spending $300 tickets on Luke Combs, you know? Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. You're losing your keys. Like, I have little things that are starting to stack up, and I'm starting to see them, and I think I'm starting to realize why. So, I don't know about you, but yeah, come May, dude, I gotta just sit down. I just bought a basketball. I went to the basketball court outside yesterday, and I said, okay, let's try this again. You know, let's just try to find something in your day that'll kind of lead into more or less a habit. And let's chill the fuck out, dude. You know, that's where I'm at. But especially with like our trip coming up and everything else, let's stay a little bit more zoned in and focused on where you want to be at, you know, come that time.
Well, my biggest thing is that what I learned was, especially coming out of college, which you're kind of you've been out of college for a little bit, but still coming out of college the first, you know, couple of years. The first, like, nobody.
Been out of college for like 4 years now.
Yeah. But those years coming out of college, what I realized was, truly, nobody really will like judge you or like quote unquote miss you if you just take a year and just grind it out.
Right.
You know, step back, like you were saying a little bit, get your stuff like in order, and then come reapproach like the social scene. Not even the social scene, you can still be social.
Yeah.
But like reapproach kind of what you want, and then things like that, just they just kind of walk back into your life of like,
yeah,
all right, I'm solid now, and now I can just kind of just do what I want.
Cause I feel like for me, I haven't had that grind that I maybe had during COVID, if that makes sense. Like we used to grind it out because we didn't have really anything else to do. but
that's fair. No, I like that. That's good though.
But no, I miss that grind. I definitely miss that grind. And so you just try to find maybe ways to substitute, like, you know, the negative habits in your life and, you know, maybe, substitute that in somehow, whether it's just one thing at a time. But yeah, I'm sure, again, everybody goes through this. I probably need to see a fucking therapist at BetterHelp, you know, shout out hopefully we can get sponsored by them or some shit. But, you know, I definitely need to see a therapist. My friend's been trying to get me on a therapist for a while now. I used to go to therapy in college, and it was fun because it was fucking free. And it's just expensive. And so that's maybe what I'm thinking about. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just kind of I've reached out to a couple of, you know, my past employees, and I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, miss you. Hope you're doing well. Some ghosted, read the message, some not. So now it's like I feel like I'm trying to just find certain like pieces of happiness. This is getting very deep, but and it's just I'm just not getting it maybe. But that's okay, you know, like why am I trying, you know?
You just got to build that foundation for yourself first, man. That's what I learned, you know what I mean? Yeah. And if people want to go out and do, you know, certain things and have a certain lifestyle, all power to them, but make sure, I hope that they have that, you know, foundation for themselves first before they just start doing that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that. Well, all right, what else has been going on? You know, it's kind of funny. We had an intern that quit 1 week after working for us as of today. We've been posting job postings on LinkedIn for a minute now, because that does make sense, but maybe a couple different times here and there. We've had people work for us. They've been super helpful, super great. I'm actually surprised we kept those people as long as we did, 3 months. And even JP, shout out JP. But yeah, we did it again. We kind of just need some help securing guests. And obviously, you know, it's tough. It's tough right now because a lot of people, what we're talking about, are trying to prioritize their own lives. We're a small podcast. We're a small brand. We don't have thousands of dollars to throw. We don't have 45 grand for you a year. Need more than that. But, you know, that's kind of what happened today. So we're kind of back on that two-step grind. Shout out Griff, kind of helping us out with social media clips at Man to Man Podcast. That's kind of like our internal stuff. I feel like I kind of just had to get all that stuff out of the way. What's been going on? You know, warmer weather's here. I don't know if you have anything off of that. And I know you do. So let's get into it.
What are we talking? So I wanted to bring up some to you just because I think it was, we both kind of been dealing with some ex-girlfriend stuff, and I've had a bunch of people kind of reach out to me, and I've kind of just told people I don't really want to talk about it because I'm kind of that person, you know, I'm like, my business is my business. But and I don't know. So ex-girlfriend of mine just now got engaged. Shout out to her, happy for her. But I think the biggest thing that I'll say, and I kind of keep it short, in this situation, kind of losing somebody like that that's been so important to you, kind of close to you, it's kind of hard, yo. You know, I've known her for 8 years now. We dated for 5 of them.
Yeah.
And we've got, you know, just that connection. And it's hard. It's hard to, you know, now it's like when she reaches out and says, first of all, I don't want to throw anybody in the bus, but if you're going to say like big news to somebody, don't text them. It just, that ain't it.
I agree.
Some respect enough to just give me a phone call. It's,
well, I guess the question is, for more context, are you, it's like, when was the last time you talked to her?
Like, actually?
Yeah. Because I would say the text isn't like that big of a deal. Like, I wouldn't get too upset about a text. I get it, where you're coming from, but like, if you haven't talked to her in like 2 years, bro.
No, it's like, that's the thing. Like, so put it in a timeline. Let's say, I think it was a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, going on 2 years now, when I was going through something really tough in my life, like losing my grandmother. She was like, dropped everything and came and saw me and went to the funeral.
Yeah,
and the
services, but come on, bro. What are we talking about here?
Okay, that was a year and a half ago, right?
Yeah.
And then we've probably talked, I know, multiple times every month since. And then the last probably, 3 to 4 months, kind of every sporadically. But that's kind of where I'm coming from. But we don't have to say too much about it, but I just...
No, we just hit that unfollow button on the IG.
We just got to move on, you know? People make decisions.
I mean, the question is, though, were you planning on getting back with this girl?
No, but we had, like, that mutual, like, you know, like, hey, if something does kind of, I thought at least, maybe if something did work out, it's always an option, but we never like making plans about it. That's my
yeah. Idea. Well, that's the thing, dude. Yeah. I mean, whatever, man.
Fucking that's what hey. I'm saying. I'm okay. All good things towards her. You know, it is yeah. what it is, but.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, man. No, I just, yeah, I mean, fuck
I him, don't need to be sorry. It's just, it is what it is at this
point. It's not even a fuck him, dude. It's just like, it is what it is, bro. Like, you're probably just not with your ex for a reason, and that's okay. My ex just reached out to me after 3 years, 4-hour FaceTime call later, dude. Like, I'm like, fuck me, dude. So, no, I definitely get it, but, you know, not going to Hawaii after, we won't get into that. But,
moving but, on. Hey, new yeah. chapter, new life. Come on, we're better than that.
No, I do miss my ex, though. I'll go ahead and say it straight up. But maybe it's just more of like a friend thing. It's definitely more of like a friend thing. So I get that. I get where you're coming from. And maybe there's, another... maybe there's an opportunity there. But, like, you know, if that person's, first of all, that person doesn't even live in the damn same state as you. Like, what are we even talking about here? I got boys that obviously have ex girlfriends in the same state. That might suck more. Especially when you're not even friends and you're not even talking to them. But if you are, then it's like, all right, damn. Like, I might actually see you out somewhere, you know? And it's like...
Yeah, that's different, too. And that's another thing. Like, A, at least my relationship, it didn't really end badly. And then, two, like, we're not really friends. Like, we can never not yeah. just be friends, you know what I mean? That's yeah. like, that's the biggest thing.
Well, hold so up. Like, I would say hold down... You know, until let me get right, you know, you got to let your boy get right in May, you know, and we'll get back at it. We'll get back at it. Life is life, man. So it is what it is. You know, I'm talking like I'm not a fucking idiot, but I am. So I won't say too much about, you know, giving inspirational speeches and shit like that. But hey, you never know, dude. It all work out for a reason. I think that when you get here, you know, we'll obviously get, you know, settled in and everything. We'll get you settled in and everything else. But I got a new, I have like a new opening line. Like I have a new go-to line for the both of us. And we can't obviously say it when we're together, but maybe that's how we can, you know, we see a couple cute broads, a couple birds in the bar. I'm going to go say this to her. Give me a sec. You go say that to her. We'll say the same thing. All right, you ready for it?
Expose the line? Yeah. I didn't know if you were going to expose it. Let me hear this.
So you see a cute girl walk up. You don't want to ask her, like, hey, how's your night going? They don't fucking know you, dude. They don't want to tell you how your night's going. You know, that's weird. I don't even know you. So you go up to them. You say, excuse me. I'm sorry, but what does your availability look like as far as me hitting on you? Is it? Are you open-minded to it? Or is that something that you're totally against right now? And I think it'll work. Shout out Lil Dicky on, he went on to Call Her Daddy's podcast, and that's what he said that worked. So I'm going to go ahead and try that. I haven't tried it yet, but hey, excuse me. Sorry to bother you. What does your availability look like as far as me hitting on you? Are you open-minded to it? Is that something you're totally against right now? Let me know. And, you know, they'll either be like, no, sorry. You're like 5'8" short king bitch. You know, I don't know who you are. Or they'll be like, that's fucking funny. Like, that's good.
Or so, they'd be like, yeah, I heard that on Call Her Daddy. Oh, you listen to Call Her Daddy. Okay.
I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. And they'd be like, all right, dope. That's cool. Like, yeah, let's run it.
I don't mind that line. I don't mind that.
It's not bad. It's better than, hey, where'd you get that at? That what? That smile. They're like, no, dude.
Come on, dog. We got to improve on game other than that.
You've heard that one too, haven't you?
Yeah, from you, motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay, well, what else is going on? Coco's got a mass under his tongue, dude. It's been a long week for Cokes, man. I just got his blood work checked on yesterday. Everything checked out okay. Took him in on Monday. He's got disease in his mouth, dude, but then he's got a mass under his tongue. I feel bad for the little guy. So that's what's going on with Cokes. Prayers up for Cokes. But they had recommended... to me that to get the mass checked out first, so put him to sleep first and then let's get that checked out and see if it's sinister or not, and then we'll worry about, you know, the extractions and everything else. I said, all right, well, yeah, I gave the guy a promise, I don't know if you've done the Sear Dogs. I looked at Cokes. All my friends are saying, yeah, his breath stinks. Yeah, I wonder why. Gave the guy a promise. I said, hey, dude, you're with me, dog. You're with me now. I got you. I'm going to take care of you. All right, we're going to get your mouth fixed. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Like, let's definitely get the mask checked out. How much will that run? $2,000 later. And I ain't paid it yet, but I am starting to go. I'm going to start paying it. But fucking, hey, just to put him asleep and check it out? What are we talking about? So that's just insane. Something that I learned this week, way too much money. Obviously, healthcare is just its own fucking thing here in America. you know. But, yeah, that's what's going on with Cokes.
They were just checking on it?
I mean, I couldn't pay for it now, so I had to sign up for this care credit card. Yeah, that's what I need, another fucking credit card on my name. Even though I have one, I'm already $3,000 like spent that. I'm already more than halfway like fucking spent on my credit card. Like I have to start focusing on paying that bitch back, like ASAP, dude. you know, hey, we've all been there. We've all been there. And also, bro, just on top of that, this credit card interest is fucking absurd. Like $100, like I'm getting hit $100 on an interest card. Like, what the fuck are we talking about here? Hold down, dude. Hold down. My payment's not until the 12th. Why am I getting hit $100 on the fucking 18th of last month? Like, it's not until like almost another month away. What are we doing? I gotta talk to Capital One about that, dude. I also gotta figure out how to get into a high yield savings account. But anyways, I'm going on a tangent. But yeah, I signed up for this care credit card thing, dude, and I'm just gonna start paying on that. But no, I had to go get his blood work checked on, all checked out. He's going on the 16th, and then we're going to figure out if this thing's sinister or not. Hopefully, it won't be. Our other dogs have had a mass in their mouth before. They've gotten it taken out. All right, cool. I don't know when that $2,000 is getting paid off. It sure ain't getting paid off before I go to Dash Radio. I'll tell you that. I'll probably need it to, you know, help a homeless guy out drinking cologne on the corner of Hollywood Boulevard. But and then after that, we're looking at another $2,000 on extractions is what I'm guessing. So pray for my pockets. Pray for me. I'm like, Mom, you need more work done at the Wax Potskin Studio. She's like, yeah, I'm already signing you on a W-2. I said, oh, okay. Mom's always looking out for me. I don't know why. But, yeah, no, it's a lot of money for an animal, dude. It's a lot of money, dog.
I mean, I guess you got to take care of your people. But, God damn, $2,000 for a mouth just to go in and look at it.
I know.
Healthcare so is a motherfucker, up. Man.
It's so fucked up. I went to, I talked to, you know, Banfield doctor yesterday when I took him in. And, you know, I'm just like, you know, he's like, yeah, I mean, checking the blood work for everything, you know, kidneys, livers, whatever. it's not a part of the wellness plan. I said, yeah. And if, yeah, could have guessed that one, you know.
What is, how old is Coco?
It's around 11.
Oh, okay. So he's not like I was thinking he was like maybe 8 or 9.
He's kind of old. He's kind of old.
He's getting older. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to go on that WALK, dude? You don't know what that one is yet until I say the word. But yeah, I was like, yeah, I was gonna guess it wasn't a part of this wellness plan, right? yeah. And I was like, how much does the blood work run? And he was like, 179. I said, Thank God. you know? Yeah. He was like, it's going to be 179. I'm like, you can speak up and speak clear because I will pay that. You know, like
that
ain't a damn problem. Dog. That $2,000 hits different. Okay.
Different,
I don't even have $2,000 in my name, dog. like, come on. What are we talking about here, dude? I'm living like a low jack idiot, dude.
It's a low jack idiot.
I don't even know what that means, bro. But yeah, what else is going on? All right, let's get into, unless you got anything else, dude, with the whole girl thing, like, sorry that happened, dude. Like, I'm trying to figure out if I want to go back. My ex probably won't even take me back. I've been trying to FaceTime her way too many times. She's like, yeah, this is not it anymore. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just lonely. Maybe I should go see a therapist and everything else. Now we're on this damn podcast. Get your damn merch. And we're trying to go out the Dash Radio. But I will say, as far as like the girl situation goes, bro, I got a line in here. Yeah, this was kind of funny. Damn, I shouldn't have said that because that would have been more funny if I didn't say that. But I just learned that what you said, everyone's kind of doing their own thing. Okay? It'll come when it comes, and it'll come when you're least expecting it. For me, I'm just going to continue to act like a woodpecker in a tropical forest. Just keep busy and stay looking for opportunities.
Oh, man. Trying to get deep out here. I feel that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so. That's good. That's good, man. That's good work. I like that. We got nose down still, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nose down, and when you sniff a little bit with that right, you know, it'll even itself out with that left with someone else on the other side.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't know
what you
means.
Got on topics, man.
All right, let's do topics. Ryan Garcia, Gervonta Davis fight this Saturday, April 22nd. And obviously, if you're watching this, you already know the outcome. But nah, dude, I mean, Ryan Garcia, both these guys, this boxing fight is going to say boxing. Both guys under 30 years old, both guys like millions of followers on Instagram. Ryan Garcia has just been this guy on Instagram. I know you've seen him. Gervonta Davis is 28-0. I think he's got 26 knockouts. Ryan Garcia coming in as a huge underdog, by the way, at plus 200 odds around there. 23-0, 19 knockouts. I think the purse is around like $5.2 million. I know it's a little bit different for each guy, but I think it's 3.2 and then 2.8, somewhere around there. For both guys, I think everyone just saw it. They just got on an Instagram live with each other, and they're like, oh, bet the all or nothing wager. But this fight, I mean, A-list celebrities are going to be here. It's already sold out. It's in Las Vegas. It's 12 rounds, and they're fighting at 136 pounds. If you've seen any of like the face-to-face trash talk, it is so bizarre and funny to watch because Ryan Garcia is kind of like this man of God now, and Gervonta Davis coming under the same like promotion company as Floyd Mayweather is, you know, I got $100,000 stacks in my hand, and Ryan Garcia is like, hey, but when you grow up, you'll realize that don't matter, man. That ain't what it is in life and shit like that. It's like, no, get up to each other and fucking talk shit and spit in each other's faces, dude. You know, I get that, but let's put religion aside for a second. And you know, Gervonta says, it's God's fight. What do you think about this? And I know you're a big, like, you know, MMA guy, but what are you feeling about this fight? And, I guess, what are your first initial thoughts?
I think my one question before I answer that, I'll pose, and then I'll say what I'll say about the fight. But do you think that this new age of, I don't want to say like a piggyback, but this new age of promotion of fights, this kind of started with the Jake Paul of kind of promoting his own fight based on his followers, based on, you know, everybody loves Jake Paul, or if you love Jake Paul, you love Jake Paul. If you hate Jake Paul, you hate Jake Paul. But this new age of promotion of, like, it doesn't just come from whoever's putting on the fight. You get it from all angles now because of social media. Do you think that is also helping the sport of boxing right now? Because I think that's, like, we haven't seen this type of promotion, right? At least not from my end. I'm not the biggest boxing guy, but I am kind of, like you said, I kind of do like the fight game.
Yeah.
I haven't seen these types of promotions that kind of follow in the footsteps of what Jake Paul, because he kind of put that blueprint out.
No, I think Jake Paul is definitely a trendsetter in what this is now, and I'm loving it. It makes it more exciting. Again, like, this fight is what's going to say boxing because Gervonta Davis is under the best boxer of all time, his promotional company. I think it's, I don't know what it is. And then Gervonta Davis with millions of followers. But, like, yeah. But also, these guys are professional boxers.
Right.
And
that's what I'm saying. That's why I think when you said this is going to kind of save the boxing thing. But
yeah,
these guys are huge in their sport. And I think that's what helps. We just haven't seen, at least I haven't seen, this type of like new age promotion that's outside of like, oh, you want to see their, you know, whatever their weigh-ins or their press conferences, you got to go to showtime.edu.fx. You know, all that bullshit to see it. But now it's like, all right, the way to sell a fight is to get out there in front of the camera, go on Instagram lives together, talk that shit. Yeah. We haven't seen that in the boxing game, and that's kind of where I'm questioning it. I think it's great for the sport, and I think that blueprint that kind of like promoting we haven't seen, and I just wanted to know. I love it, like you said.
I just wanted
to know what you were thinking about it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, like, we're all in the social media world now, right? Like, we see this, and when these guys, millions of followers, you know, betting an all or wager nothing on YouTube streams, like, I don't know if you know that Kai Sensei guy is a huge YouTuber and Twitch guy, right?
Yeah.
Gervonta Davis was with him on the Instagram Live, and they went on Ryan Garcia's Instagram Live. And so that's what it is nowadays. And that's like all of us are like glued and attached to our phones, and that's how we know about it. But yeah, I think it obviously just stems from Jake Paul, what he did with boxing. He made it more entertaining, obviously, because he's not a professional boxer. I still don't think he is to this day. And just fighting these retired MMA guys. And it just makes it entertaining to watch because of the promotional value that comes from it. And so that's why these guys are doing that. So I'm excited to see it. I'm probably going to hammer Gervonta Davis if I had any money in my bank account. I think I put a three-team parlay on NBA last week. And just didn't hit. But so I probably don't. But if I'm a betting man, I'd probably bet Gervonta Davis. And I would like to see Ryan Garcia win. But yeah, no, to answer your question, I think it's all social media. They're all young guys, and we're not watching fucking George Foreman at 46 anymore.
Right. And the biggest thing is I bet a lot of people that didn't know, like, I think, I don't know for you, but I knew both of these names kind of going into it. I'd probably watch maybe one of their fights before each.
Yeah.
But I knew who they were. I bet a lot of people that haven't watched any of their fights before and didn't know their names
absolutely
are
going to
tune in and watch this fight because of what they've seen on social media.
Yeah. No.
And that's just growing the game. So.
Yeah, and then once whoever loses is going to want a rematch. Like, that's the best part about it. You know, it's the
first
time
fighting.
And then it's
another bag. You know, wait 6 months and it's let's go at it again.
All right, what else we got? Let's see. The next topic is, I think we can just stay on the boxing real quick. Jake Paul, Nate Diaz agreed to fight on August 5th. Obviously, Jake Paul tried to fight everyone told him, fight a professional boxer. He went and tried to go do it. You know, he said he was... I mean, if you want to talk about like promoting the fight, like he's the best promoter there is when it comes to boxing. He promoted the hell out of that fight, claimed he made $30 million from it. But however, he lost to Tommy Fury, a professional boxer, and deservingly so. You would think that, you know, seconds and days after that fight, he was like, let's use this rematch clause that's in the contract. Let's run a rematch around, you know, July. Let's have another opportunity to make another bag. But now he's kind of just taking a step back and agreeing to fight Nate Diaz, who's a 40-year-old retired MMA guy. And a lot of people are saying it's a step under fighting Anderson Silva because Anderson Silva is debatably one of the best MMA fighters there's ever been. Nate Diaz is apparently, you know, one of the better strikers there's ever been in MMA history. You know, and he's still got a little two-stepping game left in him. I don't think it's a great fight for Jake Paul. I think the money sure makes sense. But again, why would you just not go try to rematch Tommy Fury and see if you can actually do it? And you said you were going to do it and you're adamant on it. And then you wanted, it's just not making sense to me, but that's what's going on in the headlines right now. Jake Paul will probably end up doing PEDs for this fight. We've seen Tyron Woodley and Jake Paul go face-to-face whenever they have those right before the fights, call him out on PEDs. He's got pimples and bumps on his face and shit. It's just another fucking magical contract they'll probably make up, and it's definitely a step back if you ask me.
So my biggest thing is, so I don't mind this fight for Jake Paul because if you think about it, if he went and rematched Tommy again right away,
yeah,
and he lost, then his career is probably pretty much over. But if he goes and fights, like Nate Diaz is a dog, as you know, Pat McAfee would say, he's a dog.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So he has a tough chin, and yes, he's older and he's semi-retired, whatever. But
yeah,
he'll put Jake Paul to the test. Jake Paul will get more experience, and probably win, no doubt. But that's just getting another win under his belt, getting him more experience, and then he might go and rematch an actual boxer again.
I see where you're coming from.
See, if Jake Paul went and just automatically the next fight he had was to Tommy Fury, and he went out there again and lost, I mean, what are we going to say? Nobody's going to be like, oh, Jake Paul, that dude.
Yeah, and his career would definitely be over with. And maybe he should have retired after fighting Anderson Silva. I definitely see where you're coming from there. He did say that if he loses to Nate Diaz, he will go back to what he's been destined to be his entire life, a YouTuber.
Well, so, that's the thing. That's why he's not going to lose.
Yeah, I know.
Them and books like, are cooked. Them books are cooked.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't know, man. And then we'll see what happens after that. So that's another topic that's in hand here. I guess shout out Jake Paul. I respect what he's doing. I mean,
you can't not respect it.
I got respect for Logan Paul. Like, what he does is probably a little bit more impressive. Like, he's flying inside and outside of like rings. Like, that's what he's doing is crazy. All right, cool. Dylan Brooks chirping LeBron. Obviously, being from Tennessee, we are Memphis fans to an extent, but we're also Laker fans. Like, obviously, we root for LeBron as much so as, you know, the next person doesn't. But this is, I don't know. I guess Dylan Brooks is kind of the villain in this series. It is tied. Ja Morant went out in game one to kind of I don't know if a bruised right hand, I guess we'll call it. Not even, I don't know if it's fractured because he probably wouldn't be coming back possibly in game three tonight or game four. Again, you'll know the outcomes when you're listening or watching this, but that's kind of what's been going on. Dylan Brooks said that LeBron's old, he's washed up until he puts 40 on his head. Then he'll put some respect on his name, but it's just another 6'8", 270 guy out there that he's guarding. And I don't know if he's getting in LeBron's ear or not. I personally love it. I think it's great for the game. I think it's great for playoffs. Like, and it's somebody going at LeBron. And is LeBron going to kind of take the bait and kind of use it and try to go get 40? Or is he going to stick to the game plan? And that's kind of relying more on AD to say, hey, save us in this series. I'm going to still look for you. But he'll probably take the bait a little bit. But I don't think it's very worrisome for LeBron. I think Dylan Brooks is just an idiot. But again, I'm rooting for the Grizz. I got Grizz in six.
All right. So this is my take about this. And my biggest thing is I'm not the one not to say don't shit talk, because you know me, I'll shit talk every second that I'm out on the floor. I don't care who you are on the other side. You could give me 40 and I'm still talking shit. You know what I mean? But there has to be a respect level, and I don't think Dylan Brooks has enough respect in the league to go up against top two, top three greatest of all time like he's doing. I commend him for doing it, but like, you don't have to be so visually like in like the public eye of like, I'm shit-talking him, clapping in his face. Like, you don't need all that. You can just quietly shit-talk. The best shit-talk is when it's under your breath. He hears you, you hear yourself, and that's it. Nobody else needs to know, but you know you in his head. You can do that without visually showing that you in his head.
It would also be a different thing if Dylan Brooks has ever won anything.
If he was like low-key, I didn't want to just throw him under the bus because he obviously is in the NBA, but like if he was a little bit better, I'd be like, all right, I'm with this, but my man ain't – I mean, what is he?
Yeah.
Who, like, truly, what is he? He's kind of a nobody if you think about it.
Yeah. So where do you see this series going?
I think the Lakers will end up winning it. Obviously, Ja Morant's kind of put a hurt on their chances to go any further than if they win this one and go any further than next round. But
yeah,
I think this is good. It's kind of the best outcome that they could have had. Don't root for injuries, but Ja going down, this is probably their best scenario of them getting out of the first round.
Right. Coming in as underdogs. Lakers came in as underdogs in game one. Obviously smacked them by double digits. Game two, Lakers were favorites by 1 point. And, Tyus Jones is the highest paid and probably the best backup point guard there is in the league. And him and some guy named Xavier Tillman Sr. got fucking, 20 and 13. But I think the Grizz are showing the books to not bet against them no matter what. Don't bet against them. So I like taking value with the Grizzlies for the rest of the series. I do think Ja Morant comes back in game three to kind of back up Dylan Brooks a little bit. That's another thing, too. It's like, I like the Grizz, man. I like the Grizz, and I like their dog and their mentality that they have, coming out of the tunnel and looking like idiots, but it's kind of fresh, and they got swagger and whoop that trick and everything else. If I'm Ja, I'm coming back. I'm saying, hey, I'll be Batman to your Robin, dude, and let me kind of help you out because you are about to get cooked here. But no, I think the Grizz are just, they have guys back up. Luke Kennard's a dog, sneaky link. You know, Tyus Jones, obviously. Jaren Jackson just won Defensive Player of the Year, playing fucking 64 games. That probably won't ever happen to anybody else ever again. I like the Grizz. How do you feel about the ejections that have been happening so far? Obviously, Draymond Green stomping on Sabonis. Sabonis held him first. Sabonis has kind of been doing that in the first two games. I guess first thoughts on Draymond Green, and then maybe what are your secondary thoughts on James Harden getting ejected for the offensive nut foul, and then Embiid, who will probably be the most valuable player this year, reacting to what would he get dunked on or something or whatever it was, and Nicholas Claxton, and Nicholas Claxton stepped over him and he tried to hit him in the nuts but missed, didn't get ejected. It's kind of all over the place, it feels like. No.
Yeah, my biggest takeaway, especially when it started with Draymond Green, that was the one that kind of hit the big media, you know, stage of like, all right, Draymond is back at it. And I don't know who said it. I want to say either J.J. Redick said it, or it might have been
J.J. It was J.J.
But it was like, I think it was Stephen A. Smith now that I think about it. But this is the playoffs, you know what I mean? It was on First Take, but we have to, like, these referees need to understand. They probably never played real competitive, like, nut-breaking time basketball before. And, like, I know back when I was in high school, once, you know, we were in regionals and we had to keep winning to keep playing and keep going on and on, there is another type of level of basketball that isn't just a regular season game. And so this being the playoffs, every competitor, I feel like, does have a little bit of a switch that they turn on. Mm-hmm. And things like this happen. It's more competitive. It's more physical. Guys are ready to play. Like, you might not have a great game, but you're ready to play. Your mindset's there. So for me, we have to loosen up all these calls, first of all. I think it's been really tight. But then ejections. Go back and look at the replay. Did Sabonis grab his leg? Yes. Did Draymond Green stomp his chest? Yes. All right. Yeah. No ejection, just double foul, maybe double flagrant. That's good. All right. No ejection. And then James Harden, you know James Harden does a fucking, you know, his arm out and pushes off every single time he has a ball. That's not, come on now. Yeah, he hit him in the nuts, or he got close to hitting him in the leg or the groin area. Come on, let that go. Yeah. And then Embiid is just, you know, Embiid too. You just have to know who you're also dealing with as players. Embiid's one of the most vocalist people out there, right? Yeah. He's talking every single time. I just don't want to see people lose, especially with Draymond Green getting suspended, lose series because the referees are out here suspending and getting ejected players and stuff.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, Warriors 33-8, now 34-8 at home. Sounds like they don't even need Draymond. You know, when it really comes down to it, when you got some guy named Kevin Looney getting 20 boards. But I don't know, man. The thing that pissed me off, I guess, the most is, like, it takes all the attention away from the Kings and what they've been able to do. De'Aaron Fox averaging 31 in the playoffs. You got Malik Monk there. Sabonis, a guy that we love, averaging close to a triple-double. But it's just kind of like, what, are we just picking and choosing who's getting ejected, who's getting suspended from games, and then who's just getting the flagrant one? So that's, I think that the NBA will definitely have to clean it up. Real quick.
I bet you won't see no more ejections.
Yeah.
And for the rest of this, you know, this round, and probably not next round either.
Real quick, the most exciting series that I like, I know we're talking about NBA a lot because, hey, it's kind of nice to get back into it, but real quick, the most exciting series for me, if Kawhi was playing, is obviously the Clippers and the Suns. Suns are favorites to get out of the West. Love Westbrook. I love the Westbrook KD banter back and forth, but I love them being boys and, you know, still having that brotherly love. That's great to see. It's, you know, smacking each other on the ass, you know, it is what it is.
That's sure, dog.
That's my most exciting series to watch in the West. In the East, it's obviously the Knicks and Cavs. Shout out Darius Garland, 26 in the first half, ended up with 34 in the game. But just real quick, I got, and I'll ask you too, in both conferences, coming out of both conferences, I guess I still like the Suns. And in the East, I don't know if the Celtics will go out, but I mean, if Embiid's hurt, right? Like, I guess I don't like the Sixers' chances, so I guess I'll take the Celtics. But I think Celtics, whoever they play next, they're going to kind of get punched around in a little welcome to the league moment, because they're just, this is going to be a sweep against the Hawks.
Yeah. I think for the West, my sneaky kind of people, a lot of people aren't talking about them right now. Mm-hmm. Nuggets. I think they'll make it to the Western. Yep. I think they'll make it to the Western Conference Finals. And then also, I mean, you can't count out the Suns. I mean, you got to think what they have on their team. I mean, they're
Chris Paul, yeah, he's lights out right now.
Yeah, and D-Book, and then obviously you can't forget about KD. But, like, don't forget about the Nuggets. And then if the Warriors can get past these Kings,
the Lakers, would they play the Lakers?
Watch out for the Warriors, too.
Or Lakers or Grizz, gotcha. East.
And then the East, I do like the Celtics. I don't know. They have to kind of prove it to me, kind of what you were saying, this next round, I guess, on who they're playing. If they can show dominance in that, I think they're, you know, obviously they're the favorite.
Yeah, I guess I'm totally tripping here. I'm so sorry. The Bucks are favorites to come out of the East. My apologies. Yeah. But Giannis is out with, like, a bruised lower back, so we're not really sure about his status or whatever.
Right. And I was just going to say, I think you can't count out the Bucks without Giannis. And I think those are the only two that really are like, all right, it's kind of locked up. But obviously the 76ers, they're kind of like, they get there every year, don't they? I feel like we see them there, but they never take that step above and, you know, hurdle it and get over the hump. But we'll see. Like, that's another thing that I was talking to somebody. There could, I mean, there's six or seven teams that could win it this year. That's the only thing. Like, if it all falls right in their hands, there's, you know, at least five or six teams that are good enough to win.
Yeah. Shout out Baragi for getting sixth man of the year. Cool. All right. Well, let's do some top tens real quick and get on out of here. So I've been writing blogs this week, and people are asking me if I'm a fucking food blogger. Now I just get what's assigned to me. So top 10, I wrote about the top 10 weirdest foods and the top 10 world's oldest records. I don't know how we want to go about this. I can quickly fire rapid these off, 1 through 10 on each article, or in kind of, and you say, you know, pass or smash or eat or not, or what? You want me to just pick one?
Yeah, top 10. Let's see what you got.
Let's just run through it.
Yeah, and I'll kind of give my 2 cents if I
agree. All right. Popular fish in Japan. These are at number one for top 10 weirdest foods. Tuna fish eyeballs. Tuna's a popular fish in Japan. So popular that even the eyeballs are put to use and sold cheap in fish markets. They can be cooked, seasoned with a little garlic or soy sauce and lemon. Then you have yourself a little tasty snack. You eating this or not?
I'll do that one. It's tuna. I'll try it. If it's disgusting as fuck, obviously not. But I'm not against that. Tuna's good.
You want to get over your fear of spiders? Go to Cambodia and eat deep fried tarantula. I think we've all kind of heard about, like, deep fried tarantulas and, like, deep fried, like, spiders or deep fried, what is it? Deep fried cockroaches. Tarantulas, first introduces food, in Cambodia in the 70s when people were starving and had nothing else to eat. Obviously, they became more and more popular, and now they are served all over the country. It supposedly tastes like crab.
I'm good on that. You ain't putting no spider. They say what? You eat probably, what, 8 spiders in your lifetime
without knowing that's it. Weird.
Yeah. I'm not adding another one because I want to be happy about it. Try something new. I'm good on the spiders.
Okay. From the country of Laos, you can order a soup called, I'm not even going to pronounce it, but this is soup made from ant eggs. You'll be served soup made from ants, ant eggs, and an embryo. It should be quite sour, but tasteful and tastes a bit like shrimp.
I'm straight on that.
Okay. Moose nose and jelly from Canada. Going over to the North American continent here. Yeah, I mean, this is just moose nose with some onions and herbs is what they're saying. You cook it up, remove the hair, and then cook it again. And then you can apparently get some kind of dish. Moose nose.
I've had some pig nose before. I ain't going to say how I had it and why I had it, but I've tried some pig nose.
Why would you
not
say why? Why would you not?
There's just certain things you don't talk about. And that's, I'm not just going to be exploring pig nose for no reason, but I've had some pig nose and it's not bad. That's really good. You know, you cook
sounds
it
like
right.
Some weird frat shit. I'm not going to lie.
Nah.
All right.
Well, I'll try some moose nose. Yeah, if it's cooked up right.
So this is apparently banned in the European Union. Larvae eating cheese in Italy. They've got this cheese that's, I'm not going to pronounce it, Cazzo Marzu, maybe, also known as rotten cheese. It's the Italian cheese made from sheep's milk. It has to be moldy, very moldy. If that wasn't enough, then they leave the cheese in a dark room for months so that flies can lay eggs and larvae can dig around the cheese and leave feces.
Nah, I'm straight.
Okay. It gets a sharp taste. Sharp taste. Century eggs from China, hard-boiled or soft-boiled. So these...
I heard about these motherfuckers. I ain't trying nothing.
China eggs are covered in clash. Or I'm sorry, clay
ash.
You ever
smell some old eggs before? Just, you know, yeah, you had eggs, terrible. Hard-boiled eggs, maybe just left in the fridge too long.
Yeah.
These things are supposed to be like that. You think I'm going to try that first? Come on, dog.
I know. And I get life gets in the way sometimes, and you open up the fridge, and it's like a month past the expiration date with eggs, and it's like, eh. But if you are looking to like do something with that and change the color to green, just keep it in there for a couple of months and just wait until the eggs turn green and smells like you want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
corn smut in Mexico. And this is pretty much corn on the cob that you just wait out for months and it turns into fungus and apparently has a lot of nutrients and great vitamins in it.
I'll be honest, I'm not the biggest corn like person. I like
tell
corn.
That to the corn kid.
Yeah, I mean, I like a good corn on the cob, but like, I'm not like corn tortillas.
You know me,
corn.
You know
chips.
Me with corn on the cob.
Yeah, I know you want to make love.
That's my in death row meal.
No,
I was. That's my death row meal. You remember that corn on the cob?
Yeah, corn on the cob. That's fucking wild. But
yeah. All right, fermented dried shark from Iceland. So pretty much you kill a shark, you take it out, you know, to land. You can't eat it, apparently, right after that because it has the shark meat is toxic that it can give you the same effects as drinking alcohol unless the poison is removed first. So what you do with this, you wait for the shark to kind of just dry up on land for 2 to 3 months. You check it out, you know, kind of do what I guess – they're saying to check it out before slicing it, and then when you slice it, you wait a couple more months, and then you come back to it and eat shark.
I might try shark because I heard shark, just normal shark, it's a fish. It's
I mean, they're
bad.
Eating all the other fishes, right?
Yeah,
it's probably got to be like a buffet of fish, like all in the same one, you know.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, you give me some fried fermented shark, I'm okay. I see, you know, I'll play that game.
All right, want a chance to kill yourself? Eat raw tentacles from South Korea. This is a really popular dish. Squid is served while it's still somewhat alive. And about six people a year in South Korea die from the cups on the tentacles that can or could or could not get stuck in your throat and suffocate you. You trying this?
Nah, I'm good. I ain't risking my life over no damn food, especially not tentacles. I thought you said testicles for a second.
Over 65 coming at number one here. I know I said number one, but we did that top 10 through one, 10 going to one. Number one is guinea pig from Peru. This has been served over 5,000 years in Peru. It's a traditional Peruvian dish. It's served over 65 million times every year. And it is dry. It's just fried and dried guinea pig on a stick.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
The taste is similar to chicken or duck.
Yeah, it sounds like a good beef jerky. You're just eating not beef jerky.
Yeah. Okay, that kind of took a minute, so I'm going to just pick one from top 10 world's oldest records.
All right, let's hear it.
That's
good, because I didn't actually read this blog that you wrote, so I'm unaware of this one. So.
Okay, hold up. I'm going to pick two, actually. I'm going to pick two real quick. Okay, so here's the first one. The first one is oldest prisoner. Let's do three. Okay, and in relation to the marathons happening right now, Boston Marathon, Nashville Marathon tomorrow on, or I believe it's on Friday. New York Marathon is on Saturday. The oldest marathoner. How old do you think the oldest marathoner is? Or what age how old do you think he is now, and what age do you think he ran the oldest marathoner?
I think you would have to say over 100, but I don't think anybody over 100 is just cranking out a marathon. So I'm going to say like 91, somewhere around
close,
there.
93.
Oh, shit.
Clocked in at a time of 6 hours and 54 minutes. Started running when he was 90 years old, and now he's 111.
Hell, crazy, he's still alive? Shit.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, out here. We don't want to die.
Okay. Oldest prisoner. How old?
I feel like that has to be up there. Probably. I think that's definitely over 100. So what? Like 118?
Jeez. That's old. No. Close, though. So there was a... let's see. There was an Indian native and Hindu priest that was 84 years old that murdered four people. I guess it was a part of like the religion or some shit. I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there. It took 20 years for them to get it all figured out and like throw him in prison. And so he was 104 when he was. When they threw him in prison, and he left when he was 106 because of his failing health, and he couldn't even walk, so they like dragged him out, or they dragged him out, but they took him out, you know. However, I don't know, and now he's, yeah,
no.
Yeah, I don't know.
So he really only had to serve 2 years in prison. That ain't the worst. He finessed the shit out of there.
Yeah, I know. And last but not least, oldest adult video star.
She's got to be old, no? Yeah. Hey, can I ask you this, though? Is she still working as a present day? Is she still working?
I think so. Yeah, you'll have to check her out after this. We'll put in the link in the description.
No, come on, dog. That's fucked up.
You asked, dude.
Where's she from?
She's Japanese. She's from Japan.
98. I feel like that's old for some.
Yeah,
stars,
that's pushing it a little bit. She is. Let's see. She started during COVID, so she is 84 years old.
Damn.
Yes, she's 84. Married at 24 and widowed at 59. She ran a small restaurant for years before a customer who did hair and makeup for Korn Productions mentioned they were looking for newcomers that were in the mature category. So this one's dicey, but I mean, shout out to the.
Hopefully, she's making some good money off of that. You know what I mean?
Probably, man. There's a YouTube video on this, kind of like showing her life and shit. But it's age restricted, obviously, on YouTube. She's like licking lollipops and shit, and they're showing her getting dressed and shit. So
good for her. She out here.
Yeah, I mean, the Viettes are always a little dicey. You never know what's going on in their world, but. All right, well, that's it, man. I know this is kind of a longer one, but got some exciting things coming up. If you're listening still, fucking thanks, dude. There's probably like, you know, I don't know. So, but that's it. That's all I got. exciting stuff coming up in the future. I'll see you here next week, it sounds like. I'm going to get my ass to Destin.
Yeah, enjoy yourself out there. Get a good reset. Get you some sun.
Yeah.
Get that beach time up. Get you some couple of drinks in there.
You know, it's funny. I actually I got some boys there right now, so I'm going to hang out with them.
Oh, word. That's even better.
Yeah. So, shout out. All right, dude. Well, that's it. Episode 128, Man to Man Podcast. We'll see you later.